And opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning. You are tuned in to Problem Corner on KFAR, 660 AM, 97.5 FM. Your guest host this morning is Mike Prox, and with me in the studio, we have none other than Melissa Burnett, who is running for school board seat D.
That's me.
That would be you, yes. And if you want to participate in the program, the number to call is 458-8255. That's 458-8255. Talk. And with the formalities out of the way, Melissa.
Yes.
Tell us about yourself and why you're running for the school board and all those good things.
Yeah, definitely. Well, first off, good morning to you, Mike, and good morning to the listeners out there. My name's Melissa Burnett, running for school board seat D. I'm a mom here of three district-enrolled students. I'm a team manager. I'm a volunteer. I'm a community member. I've been in this community coaching, managing hockey teams and baseball teams, sitting on sports boards for 16 years now. Always been about the kids. Absolutely love them. And, you know, I watch what goes on at our school board meetings. I watch what's happening with our schools. And I just want to change the direction. I want something better. I want to provide more for our kids. I want to increase the value of the education that we are providing here in our district. I want to protect our teachers and give them more. I want to see our nurses back in the schools. And I just want to see us back on top again. And I know that we can get there. And so that's why I'm running for school board.
Okay, that sounds good. And you mentioned sports teams. Your children play hockey, right?
Yes, yeah, so and baseball, yeah.
And baseball.
Yes, sir. My middle son, he's 14. He plays 14U Tier 2 hockey. So competition, lots of fun, lots of craziness. He's a goalie. And, man, is he good. And it's just a joy to see those kids out there. I've been watching kids in hockey, these specific ones, these 14-year-olds. I have been with most of them now for going on 8 years. And, man, it has been fun watching them grow up. And also baseball. I coach baseball. I've coordinated baseball. It's my first love, always has been.
Well, and it gives you a very good connection
yes.
to the parents and the students and
yeah.
everything else. It gives you a good feel for what's
Well, and
what's
that's one of the things that, you know, I tell people is I am with these. It's, you know, when I say I'm with these kids, there's not like three kids that I'm with on a daily basis. I'm talking, I see hundreds and visit with hundreds and hundreds of kids a day, mm-hmm. thousands every week. Mm-hmm. I'm with their families. I communicate with them. I am the liaison between the hockey club and the parents. You know, I am the one that communicates with everybody. I make sure everyone is where they need to be. I make sure all the funds are taken care of. I make sure our teams are financially covered. Mm-hmm. And for the whole season, our budget is ridiculous. I know it's not as ridiculous as, say, a school board budget. It is quite smaller when you look, you know. But it's all part of it. I see these families. I communicate with these families. I communicate with the kids. I hear them. I listen to their needs and their wants. And I know that a lot of us are on the same page when it comes to our schools.
Yep. Well, and you... Granted, the hockey program budget is a bit smaller
yes.
than the overall school district, but the principle is the same.
It is the same, exactly.
People want these services, and you have
Yep.
X amount of money, and you got to make
yep.
it work. With
you got to make it work.
The resources available.
Yep. You got to get the gear. You got to get the clothes. You got to get the ice. You got to get the equipment. And we only have so much money, you know. So I'm very, very community oriented. And mm-hmm. When it comes to our sports, so that's a big one in our schools right now. They're cutting programs left and right, right? Mm-hmm. And our sports programs and our band and orchestra programs, our extracurriculars, seem to be what's targeted most. Mm-hmm. And that is. That is not okay. This is something I'm actually very passionate about. And I'm a big proponent for community answers as a sports parent. I'm a big advocate for fundraising, right? Mm-hmm. I go out, there is no shortage of people and businesses out there willing and ready to give to sports families mm-hmm. and sports-oriented things. A lot of people out there love kids who are active and doing something to better themselves, that are staying out of trouble. Right. That's what these activities are, right? So there's no shortage of people out there or sponsors. Our booster clubs, we need to look at better support in those with our communities. And we can fund these things, honestly, without really even touching our budget. We can make this work. I've, mm-hmm. you know, in schools, I've gone to schools that have been hurt on budgets. And our booster programs, I can't tell you, they covered my trip to New York City when I was in band, when I was in 11th grade. We went to New York City. My parents, I grew up poor. I grew up in a big family. We lived well below our means. We did not have a lot of money coming in. We were on food stamps. We were on state insurance. My parents could not afford to send me to New York. Band boosters mm-hmm. sent me to New York City, and I got to live those dreams and have that. So there's a lot of community answers here, and I'm really looking forward to approaching it with this.
Yes, and I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I did not participate in sports. I was the guy selling the popcorn at the basketball games.
That's important, too, though. That's, you know, you were involved. You
yes.
may not have been playing, but you were involved.
Right, and you learn a lot of lessons from being involved in those programs that
yes.
you didn't learn.
Oh, yeah.
40 years ago now.
Oh, for sure.
And really now, in classrooms, you can't learn. Mm-hmm. The discipline, sit down, follow yeah. instructions.
Well, that's when you have, yeah. I mean, in West Valley, it's not unheard of to have a couple classes there that got a surplus of 38 plus kids in a classroom. You have kids sitting on the floor at West Valley mm-hmm. in classrooms, and you expect these teachers to tell them and discipline them,
right.
you know, like do your work and get good grades and focus and listen to what's being taught. But they're sitting on the floor. They can't see the board. They can't see what's going on the projector screen or whatever's happening. They can barely see their teacher's face.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got 37 other students in the classroom acting a fool. You know, it's kind of no wonder where
it's
we are.
Yes. And the challenge, well, a real challenge, is that there's a shortage of teachers.
Yes.
And have you thought about that? And how do we resolve the shortage of teachers problem?
I have been thinking of it immensely. How do we get our teachers? Well, first off, it starts with an atmosphere of respect and support. If you don't have respect and you don't have support for the teachers who, let's face it, they are the glue, right? They are what holds this all together. They are the ones teaching our students.
Mm-hmm.
We need them.
Mm-hmm.
They're like a school's not a school without teachers.
Yeah.
So we've got to have an atmosphere of support and respect. You know, when our teachers say, look, we can't fund our classrooms, or we are struggling with these students, or we have too many students, I need an aide. You know, whatever the case may be,
mm-hmm.
it's time to listen, and the admin and everybody surrounding our teachers to jump in and say, okay, what can we do? How can we fix this? And I know we got a massive budget issue in our way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be the number one thing we got to solve after we get the superintendent hired, right? We got to solve our budget issue. We're looking at $11 million deficit right now, and it's only going to get worse. And so it's we got to figure the budget out, and we got to figure the teachers out. But if we can start with giving them a good contract, negotiating fair for them, making it enticing for them contract-wise to teach,
mm-hmm.
and then getting a better atmosphere, support, and respect, and getting our families kind of back involved in a positive way,
mm-hmm.
not just parents that come and yell at our teachers, you know, parents that come and they have the discussion and they work together with our teachers. That's where we go. That's
mm-hmm.
how we do this. It's going to take time. It's not a tomorrow fix for sure.
Right.
It's going to take a lot of time.
Yeah, it does. It takes a while.
Yeah.
Cultures evolve.
Yes.
They don't change immediately,
right.
and it will take a little time.
It will.
That is
I'm looking forward to it, though. It's good. And I am. I'm looking forward to the work. I am. I want to get our teachers back. I want to make our schools thrive. It's what I want.
All right. Good deal. Let's see. And you have been doing lots of campaigning.
I have.
This is the day before the election.
I am so nervous.
You are nervous. That happens. Yes, indeed.
I have. Well, I have been... So I put out my candidacy, I think, around the 19th of July. So it's been a whirlwind of 3 months. Mm-hmm. I have learned so much. Mm-hmm. I've learned what I can and cannot tackle as a school board member. I've learned that there is so much involved in every little aspect. It's mind-blowing, and it's been interesting to listen to other sides of the story and then go, hey, wait a second, did you realize that this is actually more of an operations thing, or this is more like, this is what's going on with it? It's mind-blowing, and I have never been more excited to get onto the school board and get in there and dig into this stuff and just add my piece of the pie and make it better. That's all I want to do, and it's just been exciting. Yeah. I hesitate to say fun, but it's been exciting.
Rewarding. A good life experience.
There you go. Yes. A good life experience. I've learned a lot. And campaigning is definitely an adventure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's some ups and
a lot of downs. A lot of downs. There's a lot of downs. People are people. And when you step into a position like this, I was well aware of what I was opening myself up for. Mm-hmm. Very well aware. I knew that the attacks would come. I just did not realize that uneducated attacks from the same suspects, mm-hmm. the usual suspects. That's what David Prues used to say. The usual suspects. Right. And it's the uneducated things that come out and the stuff that they like to pinpoint that I'm going, wow, you really don't know me.
Well, that's what we've got to get back to. The way to combat that is
positivity.
Positivity, yes.
For
everybody, the general public, to pay more attention to what's going on throughout the year.
Well, here's the thing.
You know, when people are misleading you.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and here's the thing. I have run my campaign on anti-bullying, right? I'm big on anti-bullying. I mm-hmm. do not in any way, shape, or form think it is okay to attack anybody's job, anybody's children, anybody's livelihoods, anybody's anything. Mm-hmm. Politics is one thing. You want to attack somebody's politics, you do that all day. You mm-hmm. go ahead. Mm-hmm. You can say what you want to say, do what you want to do, but when you start attacking somebody's integrity and character, that puts you in the realm of being a bully. And bullies come in all shapes and sizes, mm-hmm. from adults to children. And it's just not okay. We are all trying to run good, positive campaigns. That's mm-hmm. what we're doing.
Good. And I am watching a digital clock and reading the wrong digits, and we're a little bit late. We got to take a break.
Let's take a break.
To hear from our sponsors. So you're listening to Problem Corner. We have Melissa Burnett in the studio with us, and we'll be back just after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hey, Fairbanks, Les Nichols here, and I'm running for school board. I know you're wondering, when our school budgets are thin, what's the first thing we have to do? Is it raise taxes? Nope. Is it cut teachers? Absolutely not. The first step in the solution is simple. Get your local students back to our local schools. Each student that's enrolled in a North Star Borough Public School in the month of October ensures that our tax dollars are going to our public schools, our teachers, and our students. But now is the time. We have until October to show up for our public schools. I'm Les Nichols, and I'm running for school board. Follow me on Facebook at Les Nichols for School Board. Paid for by Les Nichols for School Board.
Changeover season is just around the bend. And what better way to celebrate than by cruising into Alyeska Tire for a new set of Nokian winter tires. We're proud to carry some of the most popular premium tires on the market. Models like Nokian's Hakkapeliitta R4, the Hakkapeliitta 10, even the Hakkapeliitta 10 EV. We see you, EV drivers. Alyeska Tire, we're always with you.
We're talking men's health with Dr. Tony Nima from Fairbanks Urology. Why do men have to keep getting up all night to go to the bathroom?
When it comes to urinating, two things are important: the bladder and the prostate. Most men over 50 have prostate issues that are making them go to the bathroom very frequently. We offer non-invasive treatments for this issue that can help men significantly.
Find out more about men's health with Dr. Tony Nima and Fairbanks Urology, now in their beautiful new location along with Fairbanks Clinic at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., The Buzz at 11:30, a look at Alaska's budding new industry, brought to you by Good Titrations, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. Then it's the Compose Outdoor Show at 12:30, and don't miss Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30, talking everything food and fun in Fairbanks. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Weather brought to you by The Woodway, your steel outdoor power equipment dealer for Interior Alaska. See the full line of steel products at The Woodway today. The Alaskan way, the right way, The Woodway.
KFAR Weather.
A blend of clouds and sun today with a high of 50. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 33. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, 52. Upper 40s, Wednesday, warmer, Thursday, with highs in the mid-50s, and showers possible. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
All right, and we are back, and you've tuned in to Problem Corner. Thank you for staying with us. Your guest host this morning is Mike Prox. With me in the studio is Melissa Burnett, who is running for school board seat D. And we were talking about bullying.
Yeah.
Which is a very interesting subject.
It is. Yes. And it's something that our schools are struggling with, too. You know, we struggle with it in politics. Our schools are struggling with it inside the buildings. And it's definitely something that we need to get a hold of. You know, we vouch for wanting to do better in our schools, right? Getting a hold of the bullying culture. But then we turn around and we're bullies as adults. And that's where our kids are learning it. And that needs to change as well. And that's one of the big reasons I'm actually running for school board is I don't like our divisiveness. I don't like how we treat each other over there. It needs to stop. And like with these letters to the editor, you know, attacking. That's nothing but people who are bullies. That's exactly what this is.
That's what it is. Yes.
You are calling people QAnons. Like I actually had to look up what that was. I don't follow politics too hard. I try to stay away from it because it's just too crazy, you know. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what QAnon was. I had to actually go look that up when I got labeled that, and I was like, "Whoa, what is this?" And you know, it's like, "Wow, guys." Like, this is not okay. And then, you know, on the other side of it, too, they come after your employment.
Yes.
And they absolutely do at the beginning of my campaign. So everybody who's aware, I work in radio. It's what I do. You know, I'm a production manager. I am the morning show host for 96.9 The River. And I knew that when I was stepping into politics, there's a reason David Pruse is not hosting the show. You know, there is a line that goes there. But I had contacted APOC. You know, I was like, this is my livelihood. This is how I make my money. And I would like to continue on air. And so I was given guidelines. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't mention your last name. You can't, you know, mention your campaign. You can't. And I stuck true to that. I actually held very honorable to that. I would have listeners actually stop me and be like, hey, I didn't know you were running for school board. And, well, I'm not allowed to talk about it. I can actually get in trouble. Mm-hmm. You know, and a phone call came through where they questioned the legality behind me being on the air. And it's, you know, it's like I crossed my T's, I dotted my I's, you know, and like you called my place of employment, which I could only assume would be to get me off the air, which, okay, but like I didn't go against my campaign, you know, and I understand calls come through and questions can happen, but it's like this is where we are. Like we are pinpointing and targeting people because you don't like their politics.
Right, and you're targeting the person instead of the issues.
Instead of the issues.
And we need to discuss the issues.
Yes.
And who knows, you could be right or wrong on the issues, but we really need to back off of all of this
The hate spreading. Hating. Yes.
And manufacturing issues and what have you. Because that is dribbling down clear into the classroom.
It is.
And that is dividing us.
When Big we time.
Elections should be about issues.
Yes.
And it should be, in the end, uniting us.
Yes.
Even though we might not... Well, as
we
I
might
said,
not see eye to eye.
Yeah, if everyone was perfect, then I'd just be average. So
well,
keep that in mind.
That's the thing. You know, it's like, while you and I can sit here and we could agree on, say, 80 to 90% of a lot of things, there's going to be a 10 to 15% of issues that you and I will not see eye to eye on. And that is okay. And we can have good, critical, you know, discussions about it. And you can even write a letter to the editor. You can even, you know, attack the issues, attack what I'm running on. Don't attack the person. And it's happening a lot to a lot of candidates, and I would just like to see a change.
Okay. We have
a call.
Few minutes before break, and we have a call.
Okay.
Oops, we had a call.
We had a call.
It dropped. Sorry about that. If you want to try, whoever was trying to call, try again. See what we can do. And, you know, it is something, it's kind of our nature. I recall, I'm below average in stature. And that does result in bullying. It just does. It's kind of part of life. I think there's always going to be some of that.
There is.
But we should, as parents, teach our children, no, you don't do that.
Yeah.
And certainly as
adults,
treating other adults, you shouldn't go after the person. You shouldn't be bullying and then complain about bullying in schools.
Right, exactly. Well, it's like, well, you know, it makes you wonder where they're learning it.
Yeah.
And it's when they learn it at home, they take it over to school, and then all of a sudden they're picking on somebody because they got a bad haircut or because of their shoes or because they're a little different or a little quirky or whatever the case may be. You know, it's we really need to look at the situation as a whole.
Okay, now we have
we have a caller. Again. Okay.
Good morning. You're on Cafe R. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, they hung up again.
All right. Well, we'll try it again.
That's okay.
Yeah, it is. And there's more to bullying than just what, you know, gets talked about officially about bullying. It is something, really, we all have to be careful of that in our day-to-day lives. And recognize that there are differences. There are people with different skill sets, different abilities. Big deal. Different
pieces of the pie to put in, you know? I don't think that anybody running for school board has any bad intentions, and everybody has run a pretty good campaign. And it's been a, you know, it's let us, like, look at us. We're trying to do a good thing here. Oh, I hear the music. The
music is coming. So, yes, the satellite is overhead, and it's going to take over the operation in just a little bit. So I got to remind you, you're listening to KFAR's Problem Corner. With me in the studio is Melissa Burnett, running for seat B on the school board. The election is tomorrow. So stay with us. We've got to hear some national news, probably some weather, and some words from our sponsors, and we will be right back. So stay with us.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
President Biden visits Florida on Wednesday to see the devastation for himself as the state continues to focus on recovery from Hurricane Ian.
We are in day five after Category 4 Hurricane Ian ravaged this area, and slowly things are improving in people's lives. More gas stations are opened up again, grocery stores and pharmacies.
Fox's Phil Keating. Biden is in Puerto Rico today to survey the damage from Hurricane Fiona. Meanwhile, doctors are urging the vaccine weary not to skip the flu shot this year.
The upcoming flu season could be poised for a comeback, pointing to high flu cases overseas. One problem here, there's a decline in trust of federal and state health agencies. The CDC advises flu vaccine by the end of October, but says they can be given anytime during the flu season.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports the U.S. Coast Guard rescued two boaters in stormy conditions southwest of Juneau shortly after 12:40 a.m. Saturday, according to an email from the Coast Guard. A Coast Guard MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter aircrew from Sitka lifted a man and a woman after their boat crashed into rocks in Pavlov Harbor. Both survivors, who were exhibiting symptoms of hypothermia, were flown to awaiting EMS in Juneau for medical evaluation, the release wrote. The Coast Guard 17th District Command Center received a call around 12:40 a.m. from the boaters on the landing craft Wind Chaser as they were leaving the boat. The boater said that their aluminum landing craft was getting slammed into rocks. The guard then lost communications with the two boaters. The helicopter crew was launched, and a response boat crew from Juneau and Coast Guard cutter Pike was sent to the location. The helicopter crew arrived at the scene and found the boaters immediately. Thankfully, the mariners had handheld flares that we could see through the driving rain, co-pilot Lieutenant Cody Eager said. Without those light sources, our chances of seeing them would have been drastically reduced due to extreme poor visibility.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
This November, we'll vote on whether we should hold a constitutional convention. Alaskans, this is not something we should mess with. A convention would open Alaska's entire constitution for unlimited change. Up for grabs are gun rights, hunting and fishing rights, privacy rights, access to public lands and resource development. We could lose big. No single issue is worth opening this Pandora's box. We simply don't know where it'll take us. A convention is just too risky. This November, vote no on ballot measure one.
This communication was paid for by No One Will Defend Our Constitution. The top three contributors are 1630 Fund, NEA, Alaska Pace, and IBEW PAC.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
It's not hard to figure out why Kelly Chewbacca's running for Senate. For Chewbacca, public service pays off. According to a government inspector general, Chewbacca likely committed fraud while working in Washington. She charged taxpayers for almost 15 weeks of work she didn't do. That adds up to more than $35,000. Then, Chewbacca moved her family to Anchorage at taxpayer expense, $81,000. And Chewbacca quit her job without repaying taxpayers a dime, even though we paid Chewbacca $190,000. That's $36,000 more than her predecessors made. Kelly Chewbacca's public service costs Alaska taxpayers big. It's no wonder Chewbacca's running for Senate. Why get off the gravy train? Reject Kelly Chewbacca for U.S. Senate. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Hi, I'm Crystal Tidwell, and I'm running for Fairbanks City Council. I believe that any city is only happy as long as our families and businesses feel safe. For too long, our city council has put politics before public safety, and I'm running to stop that. It's time we listen to what those who serve our community say they need. We have to listen to our police, our firefighters, and our city residents. I'm Crystal Tidwell. I'm running for city council to solve problems, not play politics with the safety of our families and businesses. Paid for by Crystal Tidwell's campaign.
Hey there, it's Mindy O'Neill, candidate for Borough Assembly. Did you know the borough is the size of New Jersey? We have 104 road service areas, 36 schools, 3 mayors, 2 dog parks, nearly 100,000 residents, and an election on October 4th. There's a lot of reasons to vote for our community and what makes it, well, unique. Local elections determine how our streets are plowed, how our animals are treated, and what kind of schools our kids go to. Local elections matter, and your vote matters. So vote today. Polls are open now until October 4th. Paid for by the Mindy campaign.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Okay, and we are back. Thank you for staying with us. And your guest host this morning for Problem Corner is Mike Prox. And with me in the studio, we have Melissa Burnett, who is running for school board seat D. And we have been discussing all things school and some things election campaign.
Campaigning's fun, isn't it?
Oh, isn't it great? Yes, indeed.
It's all part of it.
Yes. But we do have a budgeting, a financial income issue at both the local and the state level with the you know, there's going to be less money than was anticipated.
Well, and the COVID money is going away.
COVID money is going away, and we're going to face some serious cash flow yep. shortage problems on both the state and the local level, and we're going to have to do some prioritization.
We are.
So, within the school system, would like to have everything.
Yes, in a perfect world, we would have everything, right?
In a perfect world, we would have everything, but it is an imperfect world that we live in. So what are the priorities that we should focus on for our schools?
Well, first off, obviously, number one priority is getting that superintendent in there, right? We got to get somebody who's definitely education-oriented and definitely understands the predicament that we are in. Mm-hmm. A superintendent, a school board needs to work closely together, and our schools will only be successful when both of those people, the school board entity as a whole and the superintendent, can make our schools successful. So that's the first thing. Our second thing is, of course, the budget. You know, a lot of forums, a lot of newspapers have been asking questions like, what would we cut? What, you know, we're looking at this, and like you said, in a perfect world, we have everything. That, I don't even want to begin. I know that that's going to be the number one thing that we're all going to have to look at, but it's so hard to sit there and differentiate, like, what do you cut? What, when you've already lost so much, our schools are already suffering. We've already lost so much. I just can't even begin to think of what else could there be that we can get rid of. What I do know is I'm going to fight tooth and nail for our teachers, for our extracurricular programs, and for our nurses and our CTEs. These are crucial. Our reading, our writing, our math, that's crucial. Our basic learning skills, we need that. We got a caller.
We got a caller. You better try it again.
All right.
Good morning. You're on KFAR, and who am I speaking with?
It's Bill.
Bill.
Now, my question is, because we always vote, and I'm going to vote tomorrow, my question is why I'm going to vote for you. One of the biggest things is I want to see the Constitution changed for the state so that wherever the child goes, which means when they take per child for the borough, and I'm just going to make fictitious numbers as an example, $7,000, and then they get another $3,000 from the state, then that's $10,000. I want them to be able to go to Monroe Catholic High School, or if another school comes in that is non-denominational, or even if it is Baptist or Presbyterian or whatever religion, that student take the funding, all of it, the full $10,000 I just mentioned, and apply it toward that school. And my question for Melissa is, do you admit that that is something that is in the best interest of the child? And I'll hang up and take the answer off air. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you much. So that's the, just to clarify, the question of whether the constitutional, whether to call a constitutional convention is going to be on the November ballot, not this local ballot.
Right.
But the issue of many people think that the funding should follow the student, and a good part of the reason for the funding shortfall in the public school system is that many parents have chosen alternatives outside of the borough system, homeschooling or private schooling or whatever. And yes, your job on the school board will be to address that.
Yes, and I actually absolutely do support that. I do think the money should be following every student, every bit of the money. As far as I understand, it does here in the borough. So if you go to Fairbanks North Star Borough School District schools, it does follow you. And that's why I want our community to rejoin back here in our schools. Now, I also do agree that no matter your school of choice, the money should follow your child. So I absolutely do support that. Again, that's out of my hands. That is a state legislature thing that will have to go up through there. But yes, I do support that. Absolutely.
Well, and the approach, I don't think that the public school system should be afraid of that or resisting that.
No, not at
all.
Because
that is, that's democracy. People making the choice.
That is absolutely democracy, and that's where it's time for the school districts themselves to get more competitive with each other.
Yes.
So absolutely. You know, so we start looking at the money going. So if a child decides to go to, like he said, this, say a brand new words are hard this morning, a non-denominational school pops up, okay, and they decide right. that that's where they want their child to go. Absolutely, mm-hmm. the money should follow that, and the school district should not be afraid of that, because we should come up with policies and ways to be more competitive, to where you're looking going, well, this looks good, but hang on, wait a second, they're all of a sudden more attractive. Mm-hmm. So that's where being more attractive as a school district and a school board comes into play. Right. So while I absolutely support that, I also absolutely support becoming more attractive so that we can combat that.
Right. Yes. If the schools are yeah. serving the needs of the parents,
yeah.
whatever they
yes,
might be.
Yes, absolutely. Serve the needs of the parents and our children.
Yeah, they will
yep.
return.
Exactly.
And there is definitely some advantages to the
absolutely.
Public school system. We homeschooled our two sons.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there were some sacrifices there and some things you missed, which were good, but there yeah. were some things you missed that, well, I kind of wish they had that experience.
Well, it's two of my kids are in our regular school. So, like, my oldest goes to Hutch.
Mm-hmm.
My youngest goes to Ann Wien. My 14-year-old, he is homeschooled through BEST right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because of our nursing situation. He's a type 1 diabetic.
Right.
And there's a lot that goes into diabetes. And I'm just not comfortable with the health aides that we have, as they do not necessarily understand as a whole diabetes, not just diabetes. There's so much more out there. There's allergies, there's illnesses, there's injuries, there's special needs, there's, you know, sometimes the nurse is a place to run away for the bullies. So it's definitely, we need to be more attractive, and we need, you know, it's there's a lot that goes into this.
There's
sure.
a lot that goes into
there's
this.
There's a lot that goes into this.
But I think it is great. I think that idea, well, if you don't have competition,
right.
other ideas in there. And really, it isn't competition. It is cooperation.
Cooperation.
And if the public schools are better at cooperating with the parents
yep.
than some other school, they will go to
community solutions.
Yep.
We need to get everybody back involved. We need to yep. get our community. I mean, even if you don't have kids in the district, your tax dollars.
Right.
still go to our school system.
Yep.
The school board handles the, correct me if I'm wrong here, but it's the biggest budget in the borough.
Yes, it's the biggest part of the borough budget. Second biggest part now.
There you go.
Of the state budget is the state support for education.
Exactly. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much involved in it, you know, and if we can fix it by being more attractive to our community, getting our community back involved. Even like I said, you taxpayers who might not have kids in the system anymore or mm-hmm. maybe never did, you still have an interest in our schools, and you should still be paying attention to what is going on and how it's being handled. This is your money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the school district should be held accountable for the spending. Is there waste? Is there, you know, like we spent $975 million or something
mm-hmm.
on books, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's why? What was the purpose on that? Did it need? Were our books bad? Was there, you know, like the laptop
right.
situation? You know, they bought a whole bunch of new laptops, right? What did they do with the old ones? Well, they stacked them on a pallet
mm-hmm.
where they all ended up getting crushed. They threw away the charging cords. Like,
mm-hmm.
did we not think about this? That's waste.
Yep.
That's a lot of money in waste.
Yeah.
So,
and there was probably, we don't know what it is,
yeah.
but there was probably some excuse for doing it that
way. There probably was, and I don't know what that is,
yeah,
but
right.
I look at it and go, okay, we need to figure out why this happened, and could we have saved it? Could we have
yep.
kept them, you know, could we have maybe used these laptops instead of spending?
Right. Yep.
I don't
all
know.
The things,
all the things.
But we are coming up to the quarter until the hour, so we have to take a break here and get some words in from our sponsors. They keep the program going, and we appreciate them very much.
We definitely do.
So, yes, with me in the studio is Melissa Burnett. She's running for school board seat D, and we will be right back after these words.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
I'm Gunnar Knapp. I spent 35 years at UAA teaching economics and studying Alaska's economy. I'm worried about Alaska's future. I'm worried because folks are leaving Alaska because they see more opportunity elsewhere. Alaska is competing with other states for workers, and particularly for the talented young people our future depends on. To keep young families and new businesses in Alaska, it's not enough to have great fishing and PFDs. They're going to want good jobs and good and stable public services like cops, schools, roads, and parks. So I worry when we let the price of oil drive what kinds of schools our kids have and what kinds of roads we drive on. And I worry when I hear so many candidates and public officials only talking about how big a dividend we should pay this year. They should be talking about how we are going to provide and pay for basic services and bring stability to our economy. That's what we'll need to keep our young people and our economic future.
Paid for by Alaskans for Posterity.
The Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center has big news. It's that time when all the major hearing aid manufacturers release new products. Dr. Marianne McElwain and her team are excited to already dispense the latest products from Starkey, Phonak, and ReSound, but they're even prouder to offer best practices to fit your hearing aids using systems like Real Ear to better fit your hearing aids to your specific hearing loss. They even offer lower-cost hearing devices fitted by a licensed audiologist with a warranty and service plan. It's time to hear better and feel better. It's all at the Fairbanks Hearing and Balance Center. Find out more at FairbanksHearing.com.
Fairbanks, this is David Pruse, and I'm running to be your mayor. What do I bring as your mayor? I bring energy. The type of energy that gets Fairbanks Natural Gas sold to a new entity, and we go from 1,000 to 3,000 customers. Totally changing the dynamics of energy in the interior. That type of energy that gets a Polaris building knocked down after it's been abandoned for 22 years and having the EPA pay for it. This is the energy that I bring. I'm running to be your mayor. Please vote for me, David Pruse, Tuesday, October 4th.
Paid for by David Pruse for City Mayor. Fairbanks, Alaska, 99701.
Weather is being brought to you by Frontier Outfitters, your store for the outdoor. Your next outdoor adventure begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KFAR weather.
Mixed precipitation possible at times today. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 50. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 33. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 52. Upper 40s Wednesday, turning warmer Thursday, with highs in the mid-50s and showers. And that's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
And streaming live at KFARradio.com.
All
right, and we are back. You're listening to Problem Corner. Thank you for staying with us. And I've got to give a word in for the sponsors. Be sure and tell the sponsors that you heard about them on KFAR's Problem Corner, and they will appreciate that. And with me in the studio is Melissa Burnett. She's running for school board seat D. There is an election tomorrow, in case
yes.
you haven't noticed that. The local elections, you can vote at your precinct.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, for the borough elections, you should try and find your precinct. But if you can't,
yeah.
you can vote a question ballot. The only real distinction is there's a city election, city of Fairbanks, and there's an separate election, same locations for the city of North Pole. But otherwise, within the borough elections, you can drop in at any polling station and participate in the borough election. So it's easy.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
And if you don't know where your polling sections are, places are, your polling stations, if you go to the borough's Facebook page or their website,
mm-hmm.
they've got it right there. The NAACP of Fairbanks also shared it. Many of us candidates have shared it on our pages. The information is out there, so
mm-hmm.
make sure you get a hold of it. It's super important. We have some really great candidates out there who have worked really hard and done a really great job, and it would be really awesome to see Fairbanks come out and vote tomorrow.
It would be great. Yes.
Yes. We need to get Fairbanks out there. It's
yep.
our numbers have been so low.
Yes, and that is a challenge.
Yes.
That, you know, if typically there's only like a 30% turnout.
Yep.
And if it's 50% of that, well, 15% of the total population made
yep.
the decision for the whole borough. That's
yep.
not right.
Well, and a lot of people also don't know. So for school board, anybody who's listening right now,
mm-hmm.
for school board, you can vote for us.
Yes.
We are at large, borough-wide. Same thing with the assembly members. They
mm-hmm.
are at large, borough-wide. So it does not matter what district you are in, where you are at, we will be on your ballot.
Mm-hmm.
So please get out there and vote.
Yes, indeed. And it is important.
Yes.
And there really is no good excuse for that.
No.
Oh, I forgot. Well,
Well, and
put
here's
a sticky note on your windshield. So when here's you're my favorite home,
thing. Here's my favorite thing to always say. So my dad always used to tell us, you know, that you complained, you stomped your feet, you know, you did the thing. Now what are you going to do? And he said, you know, when you turn 18, go vote. And if you didn't go vote, well, then you really don't get to say much about anything.
Right.
If you didn't go let your voice be heard, you know, you really have no room to talk. So go vote.
Yes. And one candidate is different from another. And
yes.
That will be neutral.
Yes, yes.
Pick one, and your choice was the right choice. Even if you disagree with me, your choice was the right choice.
Yeah, whatever choice you chose. That's the great thing, you know?
Yep.
That's what democracy is all about.
That's what it's all about, yes. And it requires, it's not a spectator sport. It's a participation
sport. It's a participation sport, but there's no participation trophy at the end.
No participation trophy.
We don't like participation trophies.
No, it is. It's important. That's the most, if they get nothing else out of the show this morning.
Yeah. Go vote.
Be sure and vote.
Please. Yes.
And polls open, I believe.
7 a.m.
7 a.m.
Yeah, nice
so
and
you
early.
Can vote on your way to work if you're like me and you don't like to get up that early.
I early voted.
You so early voted.
I
okay.
early
well,
voted. I got her done.
Yes,
I was excited.
Yes. But they're open until 8 in the evening.
Yep.
And as long as you're standing in line at 8 o'clock,
you get
they
to vote.
Let you vote. So
you know, I've I campaigning this whole time. It's been it's been a whirlwind, like we discussed earlier, right? It's been ups, it's been downs, it's been dealing with the attacks and dealing with even good natured people, and then the forums and all this, everybody watching and everybody paying attention, and the coolest part about it all is walking into that voting booth and seeing your name on a ballot. I've never witnessed that before, and I know that might seem silly, but that was actually the coolest thing for me, seeing my name on something.
Did you hesitate when you voted?
Heck no.
Oh, all right. There you go.
I was like, I'm filling that in.
Yeah, there we go. All right.
I circled it in nice and hard. I was like, yes, yes, yes.
Well, that's good. Good, that's good.
I'm allowed to vote for myself.
You can do that, yes. Indeed. Yes, indeed. So, yes, but do go out and vote.
Yes, please do.
There's a lot of advertising. It gets a little tedious, the attacks against one another.
Well, I know the ads are annoying and everybody's sick of it. We got 24 hours to go.
24 hours to
go. Get on out there. Well, and then we start with the state stuff. So.
Well, yes, right. Then we go to the next one. But, yes, it just does require our participation.
Yeah, it does.
And if you, think it's not worth much, it is worth
it. It's worth everything, especially to these local candidates. It's
absolutely
worth everything.
Yes, indeed.
This is the one where it does matter. This is where what you have to say or who you want to vote for, this is where it does matter.
Yes.
This is local elections. If there is anything that ever truly affected you, this is it. City, borough, this is your election. This affects you.
Yep.
If you don't like what's going on, if you do like what's going on, if you like who's on the board now, you don't like who's on the board, or you like, whatever the case may be, vote.
Yep.
That's how you change it.
That's how you change it.
Yep.
And I agree. I think the local elections are really the most important because not only do those folks that sit on the local school board and assembly, they directly affect the services provided and the taxes charged here.
Directly.
And then the other thing is they are lobbying the state. They are lobbying the federal. And these ideas, this is what I learned being down in Juneau, is that the ideas don't originate in Juneau.
No.
They originate
locally
from local governments, and
they go on up
from there. So it's an important.
This is where they start.
Important decision. Yes, yes, and have somebody in there that agrees with you more than the other person agrees with you, and cast your ballot. Yes, and you've done the minimum. Yes.
I think I've done. I've done all I can. I got my signs out there. I've got ads rolling. I've campaigned really hard. I'm actually very proud of myself. Win or lose tomorrow, I'm very proud of.
Right.
I stepped out of my shell. David Prues actually has been, that man has been wonderful to me.
Yeah.
First, I just got to say that. David, if you're listening, thank you, first off, for everything you've done for me.
Okay.
He has been on me hard for 3 years. We've known each other for about 5 to 6 now. We always would have these discussions, and he'd be like, girl, you need to do something. And I'm like, oh, David, I'm not doing that.
It's
and he's
a big leap.
It is a big leap. And finally, I texted him back in July right before I decided, and I said, I'm going to do it. And that's all the text said. I didn't give him any context.
Right.
I just said, I'm going to do it. And he texted me back, and he said, what are you running for? And I said, school board. He goes, get it, girl.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's been a big time supporter and big influence for me to get into this. And so I'm very thankful and I'm very proud of myself. I'm very proud of all the candidates out there, every single one. My opponent, Les's opponents, our borough assembly people, their opponents, everybody, every candidate that is running out there right now, I am very proud of.
Yes.
We have all done a very great job.
Right. Yeah, and that's, well, you really appreciate that when you're the candidate.
Yes.
The opponent.
Oh, yes.
Huh, they just have different ideas.
Right.
But they're trying to get what they think needs to be done.
Exactly, and that's the beautiful thing about it, and I think that that's what people forget, and that's what people don't pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
It's you've got to remember that we're all here for something, we're all here for a reason, we all got a beautiful little piece we want to add to it, and we're all trying to just keep our names good and get through it. And if we can do that with positivity and shaking each other's hands, then that's amazing, and I think that we've all done. Kuba and Brett, man, really, you know, I think they set the bar high with that. So it's, I just, good job. If you, candidates, if you're out there listening, just really good job.
Yep. It has been a good campaign.
It has.
In the forums and whatnot, people have been respectful. And we just have different worldview, different ideas.
It's been a nice change of pace.
Yes, it has. Yes, so that has been good. So let's see. We've got just a few minutes left. Once again, the election is tomorrow.
Yep.
Polls are open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m.
And man, I got butterflies in my tummy.
Oh, I can imagine. Yes.
I'm so nervous. It's, you know, well, first off, for those listening, I'm Melissa Burnett. You know, I'm a local mom and community member, and this is probably the coolest thing I've ever done. So I'm just really excited. I'm really looking forward to the turnout tomorrow. I really love this community. I love everything Fairbanks is. I love everything that our young children are here. I love our families. And I moved here 16 years ago not knowing what to expect, and I found a home.
Yes.
I found something in a place that does not compare to anywhere else. And this will be home forever. And to be able to serve my community would be an honor. To serve our children would be an honor. To take after my husband's great aunt Ruth Burnett would be an honor.
Yep.
If I could be half the woman she was, I know I did right.
There
so that's all.
Yes. And yes, thank you for those that came before us and helped us get this far, and now we have to take it upon ourselves to.
I think Ruth really set the pace for all women in this city, man.
She was very good.
She was very good, and she was very honorable, and she was so respected. I can't tell you how many stories I've heard of Ruth in the last 3 months, and to be half the woman she was, that's awesome.
Yep.
She was amazing, so, you know. A little loud there. Looks like we're out of time. Loud.
Yeah, We're getting getting noise there from the satellite. It's coming overhead. It's going to take over, so we've got to get out of the way.
All right.
But thank you for stepping up. Thank you for listening to Problem Corner. And be sure and
get out and vote.
Get out and vote tomorrow. The polls are open from 7 in the morning till 8 in the evening.
Yep.
Stop by on your way to work. Stop by at lunch. Stop by on
just
your way home.
Just go vote.
Or just go vote. Yes. Thanks again. We'll see you tomorrow.
Fairbanks. The heartbeat of Alaska.
The best day in months on Wall Street. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Dow up more than 700.